what you're hearing there is the Andrew Ricci Early Music Ensemble. Some of the sounds you might hear associated with the Chandelier Music Festival. Of course, this year with COVID-19, things are a little bit different. And to find out exactly how different, we've got Daniel Stroup, the co-founder and co-chair and founding president of the Chandelier Music Festival, talking to us on the phone right now. Daniel, how are you?
Thank you. I'm doing well.
And I just called this up on YouTube quick. This Andrew, Arcecchi Early Music Ensemble. Was that a performance at the festival, or is it just for reference?
His ensemble has played several times in the past at the festival grounds.
I remember the name, even though I can't say it right. But there you go.
Arcecchi.
Thank you. This is hard. A landmark standard bearer of amazing live musical performance in our area, the Chandelier Music Festival. When this all first hit, we were all hoping that by the time it was the summer and it was time to have these festivals, we would be done with this pandemic.
Exactly.
And that's not the case, is it?
No. As a matter of fact, back in April, our festival board made the decision that we cannot present live concerts this coming summer. But we also decided to embark on a new chapter for the festival, and that is presenting virtual concerts.
Mm. And I'm sorry, when did you make that decision to do that?
Back in early April.
Wow. So were you taking cues as you made that decision? Were you taking cues from like national and international arts organizations that had to cancel their plans during the pandemic?
Absolutely. And Carnegie Hall, Lincoln Center, you know, the Broadway shows, the school where I work at, you know, it was a hard decision to make, but one that we had to do.
Yeah, yeah. So how will this actually work? This virtual this will be the first virtual concert. So it's gonna kind of be a trial run for you, but for real, to see how this goes. Is this setting a template for future ones?
Well, our plan right now is to present two concerts: one this coming Sunday, and then one in mid July. And we are sort of testing the waters. We want to see how it goes. And we have plans for future concerts if need be. But we are all hoping that by 2021, we'll be back live on our festival grounds. And by the way, everybody that was booked for this August 2020 has been rebooked for 2021. And that information can be found on our website as well.
Okay. What can you tell us about how those musicians are doing? Because this, if you can't perform publicly, if you can't perform in the same space as other musicians, even let alone with the audience, how do you make a living? How are these musicians doing? Do you know?
Well, you know, it's difficult for everyone. But right now, most people are going to virtual concerts, and they are, you know, presenting from their living rooms in their home or their studios. It's just a time that we have to wait and see what happens, and hopefully we will be back up soon.
Okay. What can listeners expect from this virtual concert on Sunday? It's on Facebook, so people can just see it there. What's going to be on the menu? What can they expect?
Okay, we are presenting Sarah Davis Buechner. Sarah was on our private lesson faculty back in 1994, and she has performed several times live on our festival grounds. And our board and our artistic director felt that this would be the way to begin, you know, this venture of a virtual concert. And Sarah was delighted. So she will be performing from Philadelphia, where she's living, and it will be a live Facebook concert, and the link is found on our website under Performances, Upcoming Virtual Concerts, and everybody is welcome, and you do not have to be a Facebook member. It's going to be a public concert, and you don't have to be a Facebook member to join. And she will be doing a delightful program of, she'll be doing a sonata by Joseph Haydn. She'll be doing three beautiful pieces by Chopin, and by Joaquin Turina, the Spanish composer. She'll be doing a piece called Woman of Spain. And then to end, she will play a piece by Rube Bloom, who was a great American composer, and it's a jazz piano piece from 1933. And the concert will last approximately 50 minutes.
Okay, wow. All right, so that's a full concert.
Yes, yes. And we are very excited about it.
I bet. Have you, I'm just curious. I mean, most people wouldn't be, I guess, because I'm in media. I'm just curious how you worked out the technical logistics. Do you have, is this just the musicians have their own digital device and they turn it on? Or are you working with any kind of technical experts that say, well, let's put this type of a camera or microphone there or something like that?
That is an excellent question, and one that we've been going through since April. How do we put this together, you know? And so I called on a colleague of mine from the United Nations International School, who's head of media and arts and a teacher and advisor at the school. His name is Brendan Goll, and he has been a godsend. And so he has helped us put this platform together, and we'll be in the background making it all happen, from interviews to Sarah's concert. And so, yes, we have had to find out much more about technology than I ever thought I would in my life.
Right. So you've kind of been just thrown in and having to adapt, with so many things related to this pandemic.
Exactly. And we are planning, like I said, a second concert for July. And we're excited about that concert also. It's going to feature Doris and Kevin Lee. They are a brother and sister. And Doris first came to Chandelier back in 2007 as a student, and then her brother came in 2009. And now they've embarked on a piano duo career. And so they will be doing duo piano from their teacher's studio. And it'll be duo piano and also piano four hands.
So is duo piano mean that they're playing separately on two different pianos as opposed to four hands, or they got four hands on one keyboard?
They will be doing both. There's two pianos that they'll be doing Mozart sonata, and then they'll be doing some pieces for four hands, one piano. They'll be playing Dvorak and Schubert, and then the last piece is the Ludoslavsky Paganini Variations for two pianos. So it'll be some of the pieces for two pianos and some of the pieces for one piano, four hands.
Okay, great. This would have been your 27th season. Are you counting this as your 27th season, or are you just saying 2021 will be your 27th season?
Well, I hadn't considered that, but I believe this will be our 27th season,
right?
And it'll be a virtual season.
Right, right. So what, forgetting the craziness of this moment, what else would you want people to know about the Chandelier Music Festival in terms of, if this wasn't all going on, what would you be talking about apart from this year's slate? What could you say about what the Chandelier Music Festival has accomplished in those 27 years? What are you looking back and thinking about at this time in terms of your organization?
Well, our mission has always been to support and foster young artists in the development of their careers. And I think now more than ever, everyone should help support these struggling artists, you know, because as you said, how do you make a living, you know, in these, you know, horrific times? And so moving forward, we just hope that we can present our 2021 season. We do have another concert, which was slated for April and had to be postponed. I'm not sure if you know, we have a collaboration with Bethel Woods Center for the Arts. It's called Play the Classics. Peace, Love, Arts, You, Play the Classics.
Oh, yeah.
And we were presenting the Young People's Chorus of New York City a fabulous, fabulous young choir, one of the finest young choirs in the world. And we had to postpone it, and it's slated for October 25th in the Event Gallery at Bethel Woods. And we're hoping that it will go on as scheduled. But again, our first and foremost wish for everyone is to stay healthy and stay safe, you know, and that's why we've had to make the decisions that we have, and we're just trying to move forward as positively as we can.
Yeah, I know. You took a moment there to talk about the struggle of the musicians and the support that they need, but you're a nonprofit. How are you doing financially in this time? What do you need as an organization?
Well, we accept donations. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Of course, we won't be selling tickets this summer, and we won't be having corporate sponsors. But members, new members, old members, you know, making a donation from our website. We have on our website says support us, and any gift, large or small, would be greatly appreciated. We're struggling like everybody else is.
Yeah, yeah. And again, the website is chandelier.org. Of your members, do you have a setup where people have subscribed to tickets ahead of time? And if so, did they retain those subscriptions as a way to support you?
Yes, our membership is 1 year at a time, renewed on the next year. So we have membership levels of all amounts, and they can simply fill out the form online and help us in that way.
Have you heard from any of your existing members? Are they telling you anything or sending you any messages of support or anything like that?
Yes. Our members are current, and they have stayed current, and so that is our hope moving forward. It's been wonderful. They've been just absolutely great.
Okay, that's great. Well, we're going to have to get going. Daniel Straub, the co-chair and founding president of Chandelier Music Festival, your first virtual concert is happening this Sunday at 3 p.m. It's on Facebook. Information is at chandelier.org. And who's performing again?
Sarah Davis Buchner, solo piano.
So let's go out on Sarah Davis Buchner playing some Haydn, which she'll be doing for you and for everyone on Sunday.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Sarah Davis Buchner playing Haydn. That's on her own YouTube channel. She'll be playing a live virtual concert on Facebook this Sunday afternoon with the Chandelier Music Festival. Information's at chandelier.org. Us here, why? We're Radio Catskill, and we're your community radio station. We thank you so much for listening.
I'm Rosie Starr, host of WJFF's Farm and Country. You rely on this station for news, music, and culture. You value community radio for enhancing the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania as a place you love. Donations from people like you make this station possible. Please support us now with a financial contribution at wjffradio.org. Your contribution during our quiet summer pledge drive enables us to keep you connected. Please donate now at wjffradio.org. Thank you.